better listen very carefully.
A good martial artist does not become tense, but ready.
Essentially, at this point, the fight is over.
So you pretty much flow with the goal.
Who is worthy to be trusted with the secret to limitless power?
I'm ready.
Trending. What's happening in the world of MMA and BJJ? 10 minutes, let's go. Straight up, out the gate, Langerker versus Cade Rotolo.
One championship?
One championship, super fight. Langerker did a real good job against Canuto, I think. Took his back and got him, which is awesome. Amazing guard. And then Cade, obviously the man of the moment, got the belt, ADCC champion.
He's one champion too, isn't he?
One champion. Yeah. I mean, it'd be a really interesting match.
What's Langerker's thing? Is it guard play?
It's bolos. It's like unpassable guard. Amazing back takes. The guy can just get anyone's back.
Where's he from?
He's Norwegian. He's Viking.
Scando.
Right, sorry for the generic there, but he's a furious man. Wolfing Jim is his.
Wolfing.
Wolfing.
Fuck yeah. Sounds Viking
fierce.
Shit.
Yeah, yeah, and he's a crazy guy. So I think the X factor is Langerker can, like, as much as Cade can scramble, Langerker is also a master of the scramble. So it'd be really interesting.
This is a no-gi thing?
This is a no-gi thing. I was actually talking to Lachlan Giles about it.
Who's that?
Lachlan Giles?
Just kidding, Lockie.
Yeah, he's sorry, bro. Shout out. He thinks Cade. Just because Cade is great in the chaos. He's like, Cade can kind of pull anything from anywhere.
Yeah.
You just see
him. Yeah, some wizardry shit.
Yeah, he just is amazing at mastering the scramble. So I trust Lockie's analysis. He's fought Cade. He knows what's up. And he's like, yeah, he put the money on Cade. So should be an interesting match. Man. And then we've also got Mikey Musumeci versus Osama Al-Mawai.
Was that a Sambo guy?
I'm not entirely sure. I think he's, wrestling background, submission guy. Mikey Musumeci's crazy strong, crazy flexible. There's not many people who can beat him. I think he's only lost to Diego Pato. That's it.
And was that in one? Or was that prior?
No, that was like a who's number one or something like that.
He hasn't lost since he's been there, has he?
No, he's kind of looking really unstoppable. So he's getting paid real well. I think Mikey Musumeci stays with the belt. I think it's hard to...
He's got that, unbelievable, childlike mind where just everything's great, kind of vibe where you're like, I got to protect this guy.
I think it's fake.
You think it's fake?
Yeah, because he gets upset. Did you see him get upset when he got disrespected by...
Yeah.
By, what's his name, from 10th Planet? And he got really upset about it.
Yeah, Freakazoid, the little
Freakazoid,
one.
Yeah, because he said he was like a... I think he called him like a fake black belt. And he's how can you dare call me a fake black belt? I am a real black belt.
But that's, kids get upset when you... You know what I mean? Like, it was a child... I found that even as a response was kind of childlike.
Oh, maybe...
Rather than just being like, fuck this, bitch. I'm going to, I kicked his ass.
It which might be immature, but it just...
a fucking man response.
Well, it just tells me that he's not... If he's like, I'm from New York. You can't upset me. And he's like, you're a fake black belt. What? It's just like... Clearly.
No, but he doesn't carry any of that kind of New York hard nose vibe, does he?
At all, not at all.
Yeah.
The Don Rigatoni is not actually tough. But we know his jiu-jitsu is brilliant.
I think that's his X factor, that he is childlike.
You think?
Yeah, I do. Like, it just keeps him like, I don't know. It's like, look at the butterflies and shit. It's like something about him is, he's a bit of a unicorn in that way.
I'm not saying it's fake. I just think it's fragile. I think his temperament, he's all sunshine and butterflies. But if you said to him, you can't make pizza for shit, bro, he'd be like, what? No, I can. Let me show you. I'll make you a pizza right now. Shut up, fool.
Protect Mikey at all costs.
Hashtag protect Mikey. Mikey can protect himself. Now, Bare Knuckle FC. Did you see it? Rockhold versus Perry.
That's the first bare knuckle fight I've watched.
Okay.
I just YouTubed it afterward because I wanted to see Rockhold get fucked up because I can't stand the cunt.
Oh, really?
I mean, I think he's an incredibly handsome man.
Do you like Perry?
And he's a fucking great fighter. Rockhold's great. He's just such a cock.
He is the shit
that comes out of his mouth.
But Mike Perry's also like a fuck.
Yeah, but here's the difference. Is that Rockhold is there's a facade constantly. Perry, that's Perry. Perry doesn't hold, like, Perry's just like,
yeah,
you know, that's just
I'm
who he
dick
is.
I'm a and I own it.
Yeah, and I'm totally, like, I respect someone that just is themselves, even if I
don't
like every aspect, or don't like every aspect of them, you know? But so, yeah, I'm like, it's the real guy versus the fucking fake dude.
And what happened, Joe?
Rockhold, man, something with his jaw or his teeth. I think he snapped his front tooth.
Snapped his tooth, yeah.
He was, like, open-mouthed. He had open mouth, like, some part towards the end of the first round, which is heavy because Harry's looping in with these big... And Rockhold was looking good. He was, like, landing some accurate shots. But Perry was just bringing that dog.
Yes.
And, Rockhold kind of tapped out. He pulled the mouthpiece out and told the refs, like, oh, I can't continue, and that was it.
Right, yeah. It's brawling. I think this is the thing about Bare Knuckle FC, for any of you out there who are not familiar. It is brutal. It's very interesting because lots of... kind of ex-UFC MMA fighters are getting amongst it. So the money is there. Like, I believe, you know, they can get 50 Gs for a fight.
Wow.
Which is apropos of nothing, no contract. Like, that's pretty good. It's way better than UFC money. And if you get, like, a kind of fight of the night type thing, you're going to get 100 Gs.
Is that right?
Yeah. So that's a huge payday for someone who's...
Where the fuck are they getting this money from?
Bro, I don't know where they're getting it from, but it's envelopes. It's cash.
Right on.
Yeah, and they say this...
Fuck,
yeah.
Maybe I'll do it.
Ben, I'm not... Lethway, let's get those headbutts. With that head, goosh. Very interesting. But I'm going to cut to something which is just totally random. For those of you out there, you may or may not know, the world's strongest man this year is a guy called Mitchell Hooper. Now, Mitchell Hooper is a massive unit of a human, and it's only his second year doing pro strongman.
Right.
His first year, he won 3 of the major 6 events and 1 rookie of the year. Everyone's like, whoa, who's this guy? Anyway, long story short, he used to live in Australia. He lived here for 5 or 6 years, and he trained at Granville at Adonis Athletic.
Train at the here in Sydney? Where?
Here in Sydney.
Yeah.
And his coach...
And you're training there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I trained at Adonis Athletic in Penrith, but they're all linked.
Right.
And there's a great coach there called Mitch Mayhew. And Mitch was his coach for 5 years. He actually talked him into doing World Strongest
Mitch
Man.
Coached Mitch.
Yeah.
Mitch.
Hooper. Yes.
Right on.
So Mitch Hooper is also referred to as Moose.
Right.
Big Moose.
Yeah.
And so Mitch Mayhew coached Moose and said to him, dude, you got to stop doing this powerlifting shit. You should do strongman. Because he'd done NFL in Canada. He'd also played rugby.
Is that like when we were like, hey, man, quit it with the fucking Aikido classes. Come to jiu-jitsu.
Come to jiu-jitsu, yeah.
Right on.
And he's like, but why would I do that? He's like, dude, they'll pay you. They'll fly you to America. Like, the status for being world's strongest man is so much higher than just being world champion powerlifter. So he's like, oh, okay. And Mitch trained him up. And so Big Moose, Mitchell Hooper, moved back to Canada. And so no longer training with Mitch Mayhew. And start training with a guy called Big Loz, who's the most famous strongman coach.
It would be interesting to see the data on how many strongman cats have Big attached to the start of their nickname. Yeah.
You know?
Big Sammy.
Maybe I could change that. You know how you got Little Yachty? Like Little Uzi Vert, like rappers? Maybe I could come in as like Little JT. And they're like, oh my God, so ironic. Yeah. Australians, they're crazy. But yeah, I did a session with Mitch Mayhew yesterday.
Right on.
And so he's going to coach me up for Australia's Strongest Man.
Bro.
So in October, there's the state championship,
yeah,
which I'll compete at. And if I get on the podium, of course I will. I qualify for nationals, which is early next year.
Yep.
And if I'm in the top 3 there, I qualify for World's Strongest Man.
Wow.
In the weight class. So I'm not competing with the mountain or any hall. Yep. It'll be under 90 kilos.
Under 90 kilos.
That's what I'm shooting for.
All right. So tell me this. This is fucking cool. So if you want to take it to that level, right?
Yes.
You got to juice up. So where's that line for you?
I'm not juicing. I'm going to do it natty. Also,
But when do you do you imagine that you could be
on
the world class level and not juiced?
Yeah, I'm going to be the Mikey Musumeci of strongman.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah, I'm just going to because I also don't wear a belt.
Natty King.
Yeah, I'm going to be king of the Natty Nation. I'll be like Lachlan Giles. They're like, are you serious? You don't juice? What's going on? Because it's not tested.
It'd basically be you, Jimenez, and the Rua Tolos hanging out on a yacht.
Yeah,
being like, we're the last ones left, guys.
Just taking edibles and just, hey. But no, it's really interesting because, it's not a tested event. So it's just show up monstrous.
Yeah.
But I had a look at the under 90 kilo category and Australia actually has 3 of the top 10 in the world. So if you can be top three in Australia, you can be in the top 10 in the world.
Wow, okay.
And so I don't know what it's going to take.
I'll tell you what it's going to take, bro.
Supplements. Oh, fuck, no, I believe it's possible. I reckon with my diet of creatine and steak every day, I mean, I might die of like just kidney failure from the amount of creatine and steak I'm eating. It took too much. But no, it's just interesting. It's a new challenge and I believe in Mitch's coaching, so I want to see what I can learn from him in this strongman thing, and then I'm going to make a jiu-jitsu comeback.
I'm excited for you, bro.
Yeah, it's cool.
Fucking A, watch this space.
Yeah.
All right, see you.